Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a few minutes.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Construction 2020. This is your host, Kathy, and you are in for a treat today. And I'm going to give you the number in case you might want to call in. Feel free to call in today. It's 563-999-3682. And we got to discuss. And as you guys can see, the topic was take off the mask. Take off the mask, family. You are being hoodwinked. You're being set up. And nothing good is going to come out of you wearing that mask. I know everybody, they've been making a big deal about this COVID-19, and they are trying to kill you. Take off the mask. I am so glad for you guys to tune in. This rabbit hole is so deep, family. You have no idea. It is so deep. I'm telling you, it's just ridiculous. I hope you guys have gotten your silver. I mean, we've talked about it. It's at an all-time low. You're going to need it because Trump is trying to, all of this, the COVID stuff is trying to reset the economy, going to reset the money. It's going to reset. It's doing all, it's taking it into the new world order. People don't understand. If you read the Bible, if you've been reading Revelation, we are in it right now. I know we talked about the last days. I've heard that since forever. The last days is coming. The last days. You guys, listen up. I promise you, we are in Revelations right now. As you know, China and India are against their getting ready to start a war. If you guys don't know it, China is very upset because a lot of countries are pulling their monies out of China, and China is probably going to end up being a third world country because of the COVID. Okay, because we all know where it started, but it had a lot of connections to the U.S. and stuff. So that's another story within itself with Anthony Fauci That little doctor standing next to Trump, he is his hand has been in the Ebola. It's been in the HIV. It's been into a lot of history. It's been into a lot of stuff, okay? So he is the culprit. I mean, this rabbit hole is so deep. People have no idea. They're going to use the COVID, and now with the protesters going, trust me, they're going to come up with another quote-unquote pandemic, another outbreak, and that's a lot just trying to get your attention off of the police brutality and all this stuff. I'm telling you, it's crazy. But you guys have to understand the vaccines. We always knew that they were not good for our children. It's something in the vaccine that really hurts our children more so than any other child. Our children have more autism because it's something in the vaccine that it sticks around in our body. It stays in our body longer than it should, which is causing autism. So that's I didn't want to go get into that, but that's it's all it's all connected. This thing is crazy, but I'm telling you, you have to understand, you guys. Just go and get you have emergency kits. I want you to get. They're like $150, depending on the size of your family. I hope your silver is in silver and gold right now, but I do silver. Gold is still a little expensive. Silver, you can get it for $2. You can get it for the 1 ounce coins on eBay. You can go to the coin shops and buy them, and they're like $20. And they're the 1 ounce silver. I did have some. I don't have any right now, but I wanted to show you. Let you see what it looks like. I want you to get your waterproof matches, an emergency kit, a tarp. I want you to get a tarp. I call it a tarp, but it's a tarp. Tent, waterproof everything. Have your water. Ladies, you need your feminine products. You need some wipes, toilet paper, deodorant. You need everything. Have at least 6 months worth of stuff. So every pay, go out and get get one here and one there, toothpaste, get a couple of toilet papers. Toilet paper doesn't cost that much. You're going to need it. Hope you have your seeds for planting. Make sure you have your practice your Second Amendment. I'm telling you, make sure you have, rifle, shotgun, handgun, have bullets to go with it in hand. Don't have your Smith & Wesson in one room and your bullets in another room. Have it in your lock and load, okay? You are in for a fight, and you need to fight to the death, okay? With all this hanging going on, family, be careful. Do not be a soft target, and that's who they are targeting because they're not used to black folk having weapons, okay? So those are the people that you're seeing dying. The men that are being by themselves, try to go in groups. Try to always have someone with you, and if you don't, ladies, I know sometimes we don't have somebody with us. Practice your Second Amendment. And check your laws with your state. I know my state, we can open carry, okay? But if you want to, have it in a purse or whatever, you need a permit and your license, okay? But I know in my state you can't carry. In some cases, we did do that. In some states, you can open carry, and you don't need a permit or anything. So just check with your state to find out what's what, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, black folk, practice your Second Amendment. I did see on there where a pastor had practiced his Second Amendment, and I think he was being harassed by a family or a group, a mob of white folk, and he did pull out his weapon, and he did get arrested. But guess what? He's alive. That's all I can say. He's alive. So maybe if he didn't have his weapon, he would be dead. We don't know. But he is alive, and have you some bond money, because, yes, this is very new for us and not used to us having a weapon. So it may be a few of us that go to jail, but guess what? You will be alive. I'd rather fight it in court than not to be able to fight it in your 6 feet under, okay? So I'm just saying, for your safety and your family's safety, have protection. And that's what all I'm saying. It is time for us to do something different. It's time to take our mindset to a different direction. I know, I saw this little guy, a FedEx driver, that was crying like a baby, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, we can't do that. You cannot allow your enemy to see you break down like that. We're tough. We are tougher than that. And for people to tell me, oh, my God, it's 2020, I can't believe this is happening, I'm like, where have you been for the last 10 years? Come on, where have you been? Why is this such a surprise? this is nothing new. We've gone through this forever. We just didn't pass it down, and we dropped the ball. And let's just say the civil rights generation before and after, we dropped the ball. We didn't teach our children the importance of, you know, who their open enemy was. We didn't teach them how to recognize their open enemy. We didn't teach them the signs of an open enemy. We didn't teach them how to recognize an open enemy. So we allow our children, because of us, we called our open enemies friends because we thought we were safe. Okay, now we're not. So now we have to change the message and help your sons understand, stop dating Becky, that's still forbidden fruit, and that forbidden fruit will get you killed, okay? And I hope our men are looking at this because I know it is inappropriate anyway for us to be mixing and mingling. Black folks are the only ones that mix and mingle our seed, and we help our open enemy to survive. They need your seed. They need our seed, your seed, men, in order for them to survive, okay? They can't survive this world without you, and you are helping your open enemy to stay alive. We are reproducing enemies for our children's grandchildren's grandchildren, okay? We are producing enemies, and it is time out for that, time for us to do something different, and no more are we going to help them out, okay? It is not our thing to help our open enemy. We are not going to sit by and allow them to survive, okay? And the only way we can do that is total separation. And I know people say, oh, you're going backwards, you're going back to the whatever. My thing is, we never should have came together anyway. We lost more wealth. We lost land. We lost homes. We lost businesses. We lost everything coming together with our open enemy because we didn't understand. You knew the hell that you went through in slavery. You got away from them. You got through Jim Crow. You got away from them, and then you got right back under them. That nightmare, that dream, I have a dream that one day black girls and boys going to be whatever. That was a nightmare for us. That was a nightmare. That was a horrible nightmare. Shake yourself and tell yourself to wake up now because that was a nightmare. Mayor, there's nothing pretty about us coming together with our open enemy, whether you know it or not. I'm just saying that was the worst thing we could have did because we lost businesses, homes, land. We lost everything. We had over 200 cities. Did you guys know that, and I put this on my Facebook page, that Central Park in New York was actually a city, a black city? Did you guys know that? And it was torn down. The government came and did this land reform or whatever and took the land and created Central Park. You took a whole community and you made Central a park out of it. Are you serious? But this is how they did it. They did land gentrification, okay, and they did something else with the land. That they, you know how the government comes in and they take the land and they make something else out of it. So the government came in and took the land and made a park. Go. Help me to understand that. That's another story. That's another subject for another day. But I'm just saying it is time for us to understand what's really going on here. And I am going to talk really we're going to do some fact checking, and we're going to talk about this mask. And is it dangerous to wear a COVID-19 protective mask for too long? Now, we're going to get some truth here, okay? The claim is that the prolonged use of COVID-19 related to face masks cause health problems due to the breathing in too much exhaled carbon monoxide. And I'm going to just tell you about that because I was at work. And when we first, you know, all this stuff first came out, we was, you know, at work, they gave us masks and gloves and stuff like that. And I began to, you know, put my mask on, and I was getting dizzy. I was getting hot. I was getting like, oh, my God. I was like, you know, really super dizzy. And I was like, is there a way that we could actually be poisoning ourselves by breathing our own air? And it was so uncomfortable. I stayed hot. I stayed dizzy. I mean, one day I almost fell out at work, and I was like, I'm not going to keep wearing this thing, because I took it off and I felt much better. And I told people at work, I said, I can't wear it. I don't understand what it is. Everybody had it on. And my girlfriend at work, she was like, Kathy, I had a sore throat for 2 weeks wearing that mask. And I told her, I said, take your mask off. I said, your body needs this right here with us interacting that keeps our immune system up. And they know, Dr. Fushi, them, they know that in order, you know, they keep talking about we're going to get re-contaminated, right? Because you're wearing the mask, and they know that. They know the damage of what's going to happen by you wearing that mask. This is why I keep telling people, take the mask off, okay? Take it off. There's no way, no reason why you need to wear a mask for 8 hours out of a day. Your body needs that, okay, fresh air, okay? And if you don't have the fresh air, it's almost like you're building up and you're cooking your insides and you're recontaminating yourself. And there's a lady, Judy. Oh, my goodness, Judy. What is Judy's name? Oh, I've written it down. I thought I wrote it down. I know I wrote it down somewhere. Her name is Judy. Hold on. Give me a minute. Judy, Mikovits. She has a video out, and it's a coronavirus conspiracy plandemic documentary. You guys need to read that, and you need to look her up. She's on YouTube. I did have it on my Facebook page, and they do say it's false information, but guess what? You guys look at it for yourself because Facebook does not want anything top just out. He's in on it. You know, he has Mark Zuckerberg. He has some connections with the COVID. So be very careful, and you have to read for yourself. I'm not going to be able to see comments because it's saying please try again later, unable to connect to chat. I don't know, understand why, but we're going to continue on. And like I said, you guys can call in. Feel free to call in. I'm going to give you the number again, and it is 563-999-3682. Again, 563-999-3682. And this conspiracy is, like I said, it goes deep, family. And you guys need to be very careful in the information that you're taking in and rightly divide, okay? You have to go and get the answers for yourself, okay? Don't take CDC's idea. Don't take their word for it because CDC is not your friend. I remember when Ebola, I was two postal workers that died when Ebola came out, and they was going by what the CDC was telling them. And CDC did not tell them how deadly Ebola was. And CDC, when the post office went to them and asked them if they wanted to test, if they should test, they said no, and it was okay. But then when Congress, okay, it was like five to eight members of Congress that it got came in contact with Ebola. They shut it down immediately, right, and tested everybody. But you still had two postal workers that eventually died because CDC told them not to test them. And they believed them because they were thinking, okay, CDC knows. We don't know. They're the center for disease, right? So they believed them, and those workers died. And then after they started to test Congress, then they told the post office to go ahead and, you know, start testing. But at first they said no, and it was 30 days before when CDC said it was okay to test. I'm just saying, this thing is so deep, family. We have to really understand who our friends are, and we have to know that we don't have any friends. And just like I was telling you about the FedEx, you know, and I do apologize, and I apologize to my kids all the time because I did not teach them about racism. That was my fault. But I understand now, and I try to tell them now that you need to start recognizing them. But I tell my granddaughter, we have to start recognizing and teaching our kids who their enemy is and how to recognize your enemy. And just because somebody is smiling in your face does not mean that they're your friend. Look at their actions. If you cannot be black, if you cannot be pro-black, if you cannot be you, who you are, and you can't talk about your black issues, and you can't talk about things that you're going through with this hanging, and if you hear somebody who you say is your quote-unquote friend, and they're talking about Blue Lives Matter, but that's who's been killing our children, that's not your friend, okay? I went to this was back in the day, I went to a church, and this was before I understood, and it was a mixed church, and I heard them, you know, they was up talking about the Blue Lives Matter, and the more they were talking about it, the more I was getting upset because I'm like, hold on here, somebody is not understanding. And then when the pastor started talking about Trump and he was, you know, backing Trump, and I was like, no, this is not for me. And I'm telling you, I had a few words to say before I left there, and the pastor and I we still talk, but I'm sending him videos, about some black stuff. I sent him videos and talked to him the other day. I said, you have too many black folk in your church not to be talking about Blue Lives Matter. Okay, be true and be honest, and you need to be honest with your congregation. You got too many black folks for you to sit up there and not be honest with them. But we have to understand and recognize our enemies. And I keep trying to tell my family, I said, just because, okay, people are smiling in your face does not make them your friend. We are talking about white folks whose family members, grandma, great-great-great-grandma, probably two generations ago, didn't like black folks. Okay, was calling you lazy, calling you porch monkeys, calling you all this negative stuff, but you're sitting up here trying to be best friends with them. And I had a young lady on my Facebook page that was telling me about, well, you know, my best friend is Becky. No, your best friend is not Becky. And if your best friend is Becky, I guarantee you, you're a safe Negro to her. She's not threatened by you, so that's why you can be a best friend. But I guarantee you, you are not her best friend. She may be your best friend, because that's what we do. We love everybody. We just love everybody, because Jesus said love everybody. Even the ones that ran into Dylan Roof, killed nine church members, and what was his family saying? Oh, we forgive you. We love you. Whatever. Miss me with that. Okay? Whatever. I'm not going to get upset. I keep saying, I'm not going to holler and scream today. I'm going to act like a hellable sis today, so we're not going to do a whole lot of screaming. But I'm going to check to see if I have any callers who want to join me. But I do want to get back to this. So I'm going to have to go back and forth on my phone here, you guys, because I want to make sure if I have callers to let them speak. But I am going to read this document, and you guys may have to wait for a few minutes. Oh, let me see your connection. Unstable, please. Wait. Okay, reconnect. Oh, Lordy. I tell you. They trying to mess me up, y'all. They trying to mess me up, but they can't mess with me. Okay. This is looking weird. Okay, there we go. I just was waiting for me to show up just to make sure. Okay, I'm not going to answer the phone for a minute. I am going to try to get to this. Thing that I wanted to read to you guys about the dangers of the mask and how a lot of, I know people have told you, I know the CDC has told you that it was okay, but it's not, okay? And they are planning on you wearing the mask, okay, because eventually you're already in the house, right? And a lot of people are going to get sick because when you come back out, your immune system is going to be low. So therefore, you're going to get recontaminated, not recontaminated, but you're going to get sick because you had on a mask and your immune system is low. So just, you know, just remember, just washing your hands. I take my Lysol and I do spray my area. And there are things that you can do. You can still take your wipes with you when you go to the store, wipe off the buggy. I keep wipes in my car. When you're using the pen to write, you know, you can, but they're connecting it with 5G, you guys. But I'm just saying, take precautions, of course. I'm not saying be careless, but I am saying that take the masks off, okay? They're really fudging the numbers. It's not as big as what it is. They want you to take that vaccine, and they are going to make your children take the vaccine before they go back to school. This is why I told our parents, black parents, you're already homeschooling, continue homeschooling, get your groups together and have, you know, say for instance, I have an off day, I can do it on Monday. You have another person that can do it on Tuesday. You have another person here that can do it on Wednesday. You guys come together and get a group together of kids and you can have it at one location or you can have it at several locations. You can teach the curriculum. And Dr. Boyce Watkins, one of his ladies has what is her name? He has a lady that homeschools her children who's been giving out some instruction, okay, under Dr. Boyce Watkins. And he's helping you guys to actually continue homeschooling. We've been doing it so far, and I know you guys can continue on. We need to be teaching and educating our own children anyway, and this will be a great start for you to teach them black history and the truth about history. This is your opportunity to do the right thing by your children, okay? I know it could be challenging, but I think it's worth it. I think if you want change, you have to be the change that you want. You have to be about that change. You can't always expect your open enemy to be the change that you need, okay? I'm just saying. Okay, I'm going to just get into some facts here, And I'm going to read a little bit, and I hope it's not overwhelming for you guys, but I do have this article, and you can go up on it, and it's called Protective Safeguard, okay? And it's, is it dangerous to wear a COVID-19 protective mask for too long? That's what you could look up if you, you know, if you get kind of bored and tired of me reading, because it is, you know, it's just facts, okay? I just want you guys to be educated. And the claim is prolonged use of COVID-19 related face masks cause health problems due to breathing and too much exhaled carbon monoxide. Okay, I'm reading it from my phone and from the report I just gave you. What is true, breathing in excessive carbon monoxide is dangerous for the body. Some people with pre-existing respiratory illnesses may face health issues only with prolonged use of tight-fitting masks such as respirators. Okay, what is false, however, people wearing cloth or surgical masks are in little to no danger of breathing in unhealthy amounts of carbon monoxide. Okay, let's see. The origins, I just want to give you a few facts here, you guys. I know, I'm not trying to be boring, I know, but this is good. This is possibly can save your health, save your life. Okay, so I know it's not, you know, I'm not doing a lot of hollering like I usually. I'm doing, it's going to be my calm session, but we're going to get into some other stuff, some more deeper things in the near future. Okay, during the COVID-19 coronavirus disease pandemic in the spring of 2020, questions arose about protective measures. Social media users shared related images, and in one case, a newspaper column claimed that continual prolonged use of face masks results in breathing too much of one's own exhaled carbon monoxide, which can lead to health concerns. Okay? And then it talks about, let's see, okay, this one doctor said, she wrote in a Nigerian newspaper, Vanguard, for instance, that prolonged use of face masks caused hypoxia, H-Y-P-O-X-I-A, and breathing over and over exhaled air turns into carbon monoxide, which is why we feel dizzy, okay? And that's what I felt. This intoxicates the user and much more when he must move, carry out displacement actions. It causes discomfort, loss of reflexes, and consciousness, though. It generates great fatigue. In addition, oxygen deficiency causes glucose breakdown and endangered lactose acid rise. Okay? This post does not specify what kind of mask cause these issues, though. The article image does not show N95 respiratory masks, nor does it indicate whether this affects people with respiratory conditions more. It should be noted that hypoxia is a condition in which the tissue of the body are starved of oxygen, okay? Another post on Facebook argues that prolonged mask uses cause hypercapnia. I'm going to spell it, H-Y-P-R-C-A-P-N-I-A, okay? A condition arising from too much carbon monoxide in the blood, okay? So I know they're advertising masks, and you see everybody in them, and, you know, some people are wearing them for 4 and 5 hours. Not healthy, you guys. And I know you might be trying to message me, but I cannot see any comments. I do apologize. I don't know what's going on with my – I don't know what's going on here. So it's not allowing me to see any comments. After I get done reading, I will switch over to my YouTube and see if, you know, I can see any comments. Okay, let's talk about some of the symptoms. Of hypercapnia, okay, includes dizziness, drowsiness, fatigue, headaches, feeling disoriented, flushing of the skin, and shortness of breath. Severe symptoms include a loss of consciousness, coma, hyperventilation, twitching muscles, seizures, among others, okay. Pre-existing respiratory illnesses like chronic COPD can cause both hypercapnia and the hypoxia, okay? It can cause both. We did talk about the hypoxia and the hypercapnia, okay? But researchers, research articles and experts suggest that such extreme symptoms are unlikely to occur in most people, okay? Then you have Dr. Abdul Ahmad, okay, an epidemiologist and lecturer at the School of Public Health and Community Medicine. He says the risk of hypoxia and hypocapnia, okay, are unlikely to take place with cloth and surgical masks because they are not tight-fitting, okay? Some people with pre-existing respiratory illnesses like COPD may face breathing difficulties with use of certain types of tight-fit masks called respirators. Okay, there is less chances of hypoxia as they may discontinue using masks in that case. Risk is very low with cloth and surgical masks as they are not tight-fitting around the face, okay? He also argued that in the case of prolonged usage of any of these masks, dizziness was less likely, but fatigue may occur, okay? The N95 respirators is an example of personal protective equipment usually worn by health workers to protect the wearer from airborne particles and from liquid contaminating the face. Okay, the Center of Disease, okay, and Prevention does not recommend that the general public use these masks because health workers and other medical first responders need them more. Okay, the team of Stanford engineers is developing an N95 mask to counteract the side effects of oxygen deficiency. And an interview, he said that N95 masks are estimated to reduce oxygen intake by anywhere from 5 to 20%. That's significant even for a healthy person. It can cause dizziness and lightheadedness. If you wear a mask long enough, it can damage the lungs, okay? For a patient in respiratory distress, it can even be life-threatening, okay? So I'm just reading, and like I said, I'm reading from this I don't want to lose my place, but I'm reading from an article. If you see it on my Facebook page, I'm reading from that article. I did put it on my Facebook page. So if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see it. It's a lady with a mask on. She has it's that article, okay? And their focus is on getting those masks to health care workers first, okay? We are targeting targeting this to anyone who has to wear masks for a long time. Terms, first responders, doctors, nurses, and even patients who don't want to infect others. In the near term, we hope to get these into healthcare workers as soon as possible. Okay, the general public is unlikely to wear masks for a prolonged period other than for short stints outside of home, according to, but I've seen a lot of people on their jobs wearing these masks for a long time. Okay, so if you're on a job and they're telling you to wear this thing 8 hours and you're in it for 8 hours, these are side effects. I just read them. So the CO2 will slowly build up in the mask over time, okay? However, the level of CO2 likely to build up in the mask is likely tolerable to people exposed to it. You might get a headache, but you most likely would not suffer the symptoms observed as much higher levels of CO2. The mask can become uncomfortable for a variety of reasons, including the sensitivity to CO2. CO2, and the person will be motivated to remove the mask. It is unlikely that wearing a mask will cause hypocapnia, okay? Okay. The CDC recommends that the general public wear masks, leaving 95 respirators and surgical masks to healthcare workers. They also offer exceptions to who should be wearing them, okay? Let's see who they're talking about. Face coverings should not be placed on young children under age of 2. Anyone who has trouble breathing or is unconscious, incapable, or otherwise unable to remove the mask without assistance, okay? Incapacitated, okay? So if you can't move the mask, don't put it on. You know, don't put it on them. Okay, with these recommendations comes additional guidelines. that face masks should not be substituted for social distancing. Okay, the CDC also corresponds to Snopes about the impact on the N95 respirator would have on healthcare workers. Okay, they're going to talk about the healthcare workers. Let's see, do we need to, well, I'm sure it is somebody here. Deficient ventilation of the lungs is a primary cause of significant discomfort while wearing a N95 filtered face pierced respirator. However, studies indicate that hypoventilation did not pose a significant risk to healthcare workers over the course of less than 1 hour or continuous N95 use. When healthcare workers are working longer hours without a break while continuously wearing an N95 CO2 may accumulate in the breathing space inside the respirator and continuously increase past the 1 hour mark, which could have a significant psychological effect on the wearer, including headaches, altered cognitive judgments, and increase the breathing frequency, among other symptoms. To fit the problem of breathing too much CO that has built up within the respiratory face pierce, a worker can simply remove the respirator. Some facilities practice oxygen supplements during these breaks from respirator's use, but there really is no need for that, as the oxygen in the environment is more than enough to relieve most of the symptoms listed above, okay? So I'm just trying, like I said, I am just trying to give you some information as far as the damages the mask can do. And people that does have, if you know that you have a respiratory issue, please don't wear this mask, you guys. Okay, and then Vanguard Pierce also says it is dangerous to use masks in cars, okay? Let's see why, okay? Some people, and I've seen some people driving with a mask on, haven't you? And they're in the car by themselves, and I'm looking at them like, why is there a mask on you in the car by yourself? That's whatever, okay. Do you, though? I'm just saying, I'm reading this. I know what I'm going to do, but whatever you feel is best for you, then you have to do that. I do apologize, you guys. I cannot see any comments, so I do apologize for no comments, but I do want you to like and share the video. Some people, let's see, they said some people drive their cars with a mask on. This is very dangerous because the stale air can make the driver lose consciousness, okay? So when you see your friend who's driving with a mask on, tell them to take that dang-gone mask off. Good Lord. Okay. And see, it's not that much more, you guys, to read. I'm almost done, so it's not that much more, okay? And the doctor also says he believes such danger was less likely and that running while swearing, wearing such a mask also was unlikely to cause breathing issues unless the runner had a pre-existing respiratory illness. And all little research has been done on the impact of masks on wearers, according to this doctor. In some studies, participants note breathing difficulties but not hypoxia. Okay, ultimately, the impact of the mask on its wear depends on the wearer's health and pre-existing respiratory issues, the type of mask, and the length of the time the person's wearing it. In most instances, the effect of prolonged cloth mask usage are small. Okay, masks, like most short-term measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19, should be only worn if the wearer has to be in close proximity to others and be used in addition to necessary measures like social distancing and more. As such, we rate this claim about the dangers of masks as mostly. Okay. Well, I want you guys to just, we just read a little bit. And I just want you guys to take it for what it's worth. You guys can take it, do it or not. It's up to you totally. Nobody can make you do anything. We are just trying to just bring some attention to the dangers of it. And we have to know who our friend is, you guys. CDC is not your friend. I did a little check on them also. Let me see what I'm talking about. CDC. I'm telling you, the CDC is full of crap, okay? But like I said, you guys can do a lot of study a study on Judy MICKOVITS. Okay, she's got videos on YouTube that you guys also, and I did watch a couple of her videos, and she was talking about a lot of the stuff as far as some of the stuff that was in the vaccines. And I saw on YouTube where they said they need to practice the vaccines on Black folks. Okay, but let me just tell you, family, you remember, okay, the Tuskegee Institute, remember what they did. Remember how they did that experiment on those men, right? And it was not good, and that was a syphilis experiment, right? Okay, I just want you guys to remember, because that was not a good experience, remember? Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the CDC, if I can pull them up. Let me see about the CDC. But yeah, you can. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to read. I'm trying to read a thing here. But I wanted to look up something as far as the CDC was concerned, who owned it. And I think it is part of the, okay, come on, CDC, come on. The government is part of the health department, but it does have, like, private, you know, connected to the Congress. Who is the CDC owned by? Let's talk about that. Let me see, who is the CDC owned by? The budget for the CDC is like, what, $11.1 billion. And they make like $30 billion for like their, let me see how much was it, is there like their $30 billion in profit each year. That's a lot. But they also have a lot to do with vaccines. So just be very careful when you see that the CDC is backing vaccines and stuff. You have to understand why they're backing those vaccines, okay? Because they have a lot to gain, a lot of money to be made by those vaccines. And even Judy had talked about what was, in the different vaccines. They can put anything in there. One batch that they had was contaminated, and it was a contaminated blood supply, and they made vaccines out of it, which caused a lot of other stuff. Some of those vaccines can cause cancer. Alzheimer's, leukemia. This is, and if you want, pull her up and see what's going on. I'm serious. Let's see. You know what I heard, you guys? I heard something about ADHD, and I seen where they say it was a fake disease, and it was invented by the big pharma to drug children for profit. That's what I heard. So I don't know how true it is, but I did hear that. It's going to be a global shutdown, you guys, okay? And they are going to use this COVID-19 to do it. Everything's going to be reset. This is why I keep telling you guys to get your silver, because everything that you think, I don't even know if they're going to open the land for us to be able to travel, because even the air coming from the plane is contaminated. And then they also going to make you start wearing goggles, okay? Goggles, because they're saying, okay, now it's, flushing the toilet, called CV. It's so much stuff. They are doing a fear tactic, you guys, warning you guys to really think about, I call this, a whole lot of other people call it the pandemic, because this is exactly what it is. It's going to bankrupt the country and put us into the worst depression ever. People are going to lose their homes because they've already lost jobs. I hope you have seeds, planting your gardens. If people say, well, I live in an apartment, I can't afford it, you can have, like, take a room and just put on, those pools, okay, fill those up with dirt and start planting your seeds. You can feed yourself now. We do what we want to do, what's important to you, because they're going to get it to where truck drivers aren't going to be importing, exporting. They're going to be done remotely. I'm serious. This thing is getting real, and I don't think a whole lot of people understand how real it's going to get. Okay. Yeah, we talked about the eye goggles because they're saying that it is contaminated, in the water, and me see. They're hiring tracers, okay, and they're going to be paying those tracers, and tracers are people that they're going to use, and they're going to hire these people, and they are going to be used to tell, to see if they're going to be used to telling their neighbors to make sure that you have gotten that vaccine. And if you've not gotten it, then they're going to report you. And they're going to pay them $45,000 to $65,000 a year. And they're called tracers and trackers, tracker tracers, okay? And they're going to be used to tell on you, okay? Our kids are going to need vaccines to go back to school because you do know that your government owns your child. When you sign that birth certificate, they own your child. And the government has a life insurance policy on everybody. So when you sign that policy is used for a life policy. So when you die, the government gets paid money. I'm just saying, y'all can look this up yourself, okay? It's out there, okay? This I'm telling you, this thing goes so, it's so breathtaking because I was doing research and I'm like, oh, my God, people aren't going to believe all this stuff. I mean, this is like the start of an end, you know? The start of an end. They really don't want us using petroleum as far as your gas, okay? So a lot of people aren't going to be able to drive. I mean, this thing is coming down to the wire of us being stuck, and you thought Trump was building that wall to keep folk out. No, he was building it to keep you in. I'm just saying. So when the borders do open, wherever it is you think you want to go, you better get on the first thing smoking because you're going to get stuck. Wherever that is you are, you're going to get stuck there, okay? And then also the people that they're going to be testing for the COVID, remember, they are false positive. You don't have it. I remember a guy in Africa, one of the kings in Africa, the president in Africa, he tested a goat and he tested a papaya fruit. And guess what? The test came back positive. Really? The fruit has COVID and the goat has COVID. Okay. But anyway, this is what I'm telling you. They are going to come back positive. It's going to be a false positive because when they collect your COVID, the testing is collecting DNA, you guys. Okay. And it's going to, it's so much, I don't know. I heard somebody say it's all coming down to transhumanism. I don't know what that word means. You know what? I'm getting ready to look it up now. Look at transhumanism. Because I heard somebody say that that's eventually what it's going to come to. I don't know what that word means, but I'm going to look it up right now because I heard that, transhumanism. I told you this is going to be an educational show. It's not going to deal with a whole lot of yelling and screaming. I know you guys aren't used to it. The transhumanism is the belief or theory that the human race can evolve beyond its current physical and mental limitations, especially by means of science and technology. Transhumanism is a philosophical movement that advocates for the transformation of human conditions by developing and making widely available sophisticated technologies to greatly enhance human intelligence and physiology, okay? But I did see something to where it was an experiment on a mouse, okay? And the lady gave him an injection, and the mouse, she flipped, okay, she put him in an environment where trauma had happened. It was dark, you know, he was scared, and something really bad had happened there, so the mouse was just looking. But she flicked his button and made the mouse see something totally different. He didn't see the darkness. He seen a pleasant pasture, and it was all calm. It wasn't any danger, okay? And she flicked the switch, and when she flicked the switch, the mouse, you know, just went around the empty, you know, because mouses, when it's dark, they get scared. They kind of wait, and they look at to see what's going on, and it was some trauma that happened to the mouse in the dark. So the room was dark, but then when the mouse went in the room, so when she flicked the switch, he just started, you know, just going, looking around like nothing was going on. But when she flipped the switch again, he got stiff. I'm telling you, so it was something that was in that vaccination that was connected to the brain, okay? So I'm just, it's so much more. It's got to be something that they want everybody to take this. It's something in it that they're trying to control population. They're trying to control you. And I seen a movie the other day. It was on Netflix, and it was something that is in the brain. And when they flipped the switch again, everybody was stuck, and they couldn't move. And it was almost like when you were getting ready to commit a crime, you got stuck, so you couldn't commit that crime. So it's a whole – they tell you in the TVs before they do something what they're getting ready to do. So I just want us to just be thinking about some things. And what are you going to do if they tell you you have a great job, right, and you're taking care of your family, and if they tell you, hey, you got to, you know, to continue on this job excuse me to continue on this job, you have to take the vaccine. What are you going to do? And in order for your child to go back to school, they have to take this vaccine. What are you going to do? And I also heard, on Facebook where they said that the CDC, no, WHO, it's another medical nationwide, I think it's a nationwide medical WHO, had asked somebody or tried to pay somebody to put toxic inside of the vaccine, okay? So what I'm thinking is the first batch is going to be good, and people are going to watch them people and see that it is good, and the next batch is going to be the poison, the toxic batch. Because they have talked about hiring, you know, paying people or paying different companies to put the toxin in the vaccine. So the first set of batches is going to be good because people are going to be really skeptical, and they're going to be watching to see if anything is happening to those people that test the vaccine. And if nothing's happened, they're going to be calm, and they're going to be like, oh, okay, it must be okay. Then that's when they're going to get you. So be very careful, you guys. You have to, and I know people know and they see the government and they believe the government and they trust the government, and they really don't understand that it's not about black or white to them. It's about money. It's about who doesn't have money, and who doesn't have money, they're putting you in all in the same group. It's not just about black folks being killed. It's about black and poor whites, okay? So if you don't have money, then they're out to get you. So while you and us are out to get each other or whatever, and we're hating on each other, they're hating on both of us. So to divide and conquer, if they divide us, they can conquer us both. Okay, so this is where you have to understand it's about class. I keep telling people that it's about class. We so think it's about color, but it has been about color for so long. We're not seeing that it's not about color. It's more about the class. Okay, you got to remember that, family. You got to remember that. So we keep looking and we keep saying, but they're still killing us and they're doing that. But guess what? Just like they killing us, when they put them police officers now, if you see the marchers are mostly white, who are they gassing? Who are they tasing? Who are they shooting with the bullets, rubber bullets, right? You have to understand what it's all about. They're looking at them like, for one, you're getting with the black folks, okay, you're coming together, being one, okay, so they're mad about that because they so used to us being, you know, against odds with each other that they didn't have to just, you know, one culture was destroying the other culture. So now we're coming together, and they're looking at that like, wait a minute, hold on, why are they coming together? They ain't supposed to be doing that. But this has been global. Okay, the nation globally has been coming together, marching about police brutality. And it's not just about black folks. It's about police brutality that they're actually seeing because it's been on there, you know, it's been a lot going on. But people aren't understanding the bigger picture and the class. If you don't have money, you're not important. If you're in poverty, you definitely are important. If you old, you most definitely, because they even talking about Meals on Wheels, verifying if people have had the vaccine in order to continue getting their meals. Now, I mean, this is serious. So I'm telling old people, if you can garden, get your garden going. If you have children that can, and you can teach them how to garden, and you can get a little dirt, and you can put a little pool in your house, and you know that you don't eat a whole lot, put you some tomatoes out there, and put you some cucumbers, and put you some zucchini and squash out there, and put you some broccoli and some cabbages. You can make it right. You can get two pools in your house and put it right there and water them things. And I'm serious. You could put it by the front door so they can get some sun. But I'm just telling you, and some of these older people that have, like, they're living in these flats and they can go outside, you can put it outside on the side of your house. You can put it on front of your house, and you can go out there and kind of manage it. You can call your granddaughter over there, your grandkids over there, and teach them how to garden. And in the meantime, they can be helping you. So this is you helping each other. I'm just saying, because don't rely on the government. You guys, we are so busy relying on the government. We really think the government has our back, and the government has been doing more harm than good to us in the dark. And we're not even understanding. We've not understanding the government for years. but they are out. They're not here to help you. They're not here to help at all, okay, because the government has been guilty of doing a lot of crazy stuff to people, and we're not understanding that because we trust the government. We really trust our open enemies. I mean, it's, and then you look and you be like, well, why are they doing that? Well, they've always been doing that. I went outside the other day and I smelled something in the air, and I said, does anybody smell that? It smelled like it was a chemical in the air. And this was this morning, so I don't know, but I heard that they were spraying in Los Angeles. They were spraying the Spanish culture in certain neighborhoods. They were spraying them. Okay, so I don't know how true it is. I'm just saying they were spraying them with chemical, and I don't know what, because they just trying to say in California that the face of COVID was the Hispanics. I don't know. I have always said it was black people, but we were not. If you did your research, Italy, France, a lot of white areas, they were dying more. They were really dying. But they wanted to turn around and make it a black face, okay, because they wanted to make it okay for us to get the vaccine, because a lot of white people believe the hype, and they thought, oh, yeah, the black folk, they need the vaccine. And then when they come after us, the white folk won't say anything. They'll just sit back and say, well, better you than me. Well, I ain't got nothing to say. They after them. They're not touching us. Because, well, they had the COVID anyway, so let them go ahead on and get tested. Because I've been hearing on the radio, you know, people in New York, in the different places, they've been having these huge marches. They're telling them to come on in and get tested. But they're going to use that, because people have been coming together in these protests. They're going to use that to try to get the attention off of what's really going on and trying to get it back on the COVID and vaccinations. And that's really the biggest agenda right now. Okay, because a lot of jobs have been eliminated and they're not coming back. This world is never, it will never, ever be the same. Okay, I'm seeing people getting used to wearing masks. I'm seeing people getting used to, you know, they look at you when you don't have a mask on, and I'm looking at them because they do. And you know, I'm like, shoot, if you want to poison yourself, you go ahead. But this is my body, and you ain't going to sit up there and tell me what to do with my body. If I don't want to wear one, I'm not going to wear it. I know how to keep my hand clean. I still have people at work leaving the bathroom, not washing their hand. Okay, that's what we're talking about, and they sure ain't black. I'm just saying. It is time for us to do better. It's time for us to get our mentality right, and it's time for us to understand what's really going on. What is the bigger picture? What is the bigger picture? And Houston, we have a problem. We have a problem. We're going to talk about the hangings too, okay, because I don't know what that's about, but I talked a little bit about it, but we still need to keep our focus with that, because I still really believe that they're trying to pull your strings, and the media, social media is evil. The news, they're evil, and they want to control the narrative. So we have to be very careful what we believe and what we hear in the news. We got to question everything. Don't just jump to conclusions. Investigate. One, you know, man, he was homeless, okay? But you have to investigate, who are these people that are hanging? What's their lifestyle about? What's going on with them? One man had just came from his family members in Arizona and California. So what was going on? Did something happen when he was down there? I mean, we have to really look at everything, question everything, family. Stop taking the media's word for everything. Stop taking the government's word for everything. Investigate, 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 and stop taking the CDC's word for it. And Anthony Fauci, you know, definitely will take his word for it, because we had people that died of the Ebola that was in Africa, but then when they brought the people from Africa that was treating the Ebola, they brought them back here, treated, they lived, but the people in Africa were still dying. So you mean you had a cure, but you didn't send it to people in Africa. I'm just saying. We can look at it that way, family. I want you to like and share this video. I know that, you know, if it's not a lot of drama, if it's not a lot of yelling and cursing and stuff, then people go, oh, that's boring. But this is possibly to save your life. I hope, like I said, that you have take the time to really understand what's really going on. We're too busy, and I hope this COVID, the time that we had to sit back and think things over and look at things and study things, I hope you come out of this with either your own business. I hope you come out of it more educated. I hope you come out of it understanding the cycle of life and understanding your government more. I hope you come out of it understanding that they are out to kill us, okay? And if you know about the Georgia Stone, pull that up and read what it says. They want $500 billion on this earth, and it's so, no, 500 million, but it's like 8 billion, 80, it's like so many billions is on Earth. So they're going to have to kill a lot of people, you guys, in order to bring it down to that number. Okay, so we have to, this lady told me, I want you guys to write this down. She said on YouTube, there's a movie called Kill Cities, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers made the movie, okay? It's called Kill Cities. I'm going to watch it when I get done here, but I want you guys to look it up, and I want you guys to go into it and see what's what. You know, I want you guys to do research on it. I'm looking it up now just to see what is it about, because I want to know for myself. And it was on YouTube, and she said it was about, it said Kill City, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller came up with it. So I'm trying to see now what in the world is it talking about. I am really on here trying to see right now. Okay, you guys, I can't see your comments. When I go online, I can see your comments. I'm going to see what are some of the comments. Okay, what are we saying? Bupa, hey, Bupa, how are you? I could not see anybody's comments on this side, but I'm looking at it on my phone, and I can see more comments. My sound is messing up. Is my sound better, Bupa? Yes, you need to get silver right now. Yes, Luther. Strange Fruit, how are you? Hi, Mark. Let me see. I'm going to turn it up just so I can see how I'm sounding, you guys. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. It is. My sound is terrible. The number that you guys could have called in is 563-999-3682. So the 563-999-3682. I might have to come back. I don't know how to do that. You guys help me out here. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this. I was trying to read some of the comments, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I wish I knew how to do this better. I don't know how to come back in and go back out. I don't know how to do this. This is not my gift, okay? I have a very hard time going out and coming in. But I do appreciate you guys for joining. I do apologize for the volume and the live stream. I am going to get off of here and go on to Blog Talk Radio. You can call in to listen to that. I think that'll be better. I'm going to continue on Blog Talk since this is so jacked up, and I might have to go over a few things that we did talk about. But like I said, you guys can call in, and the number is 563-999-3682. If you guys are here and you guys can put that in the comments for me. Like I said, I do appreciate you guys for coming on, but if you want to continue listening to the live, it's going to be on Blog Talk Radio. And you guys can call in at 563-999-3682, and you can listen, and you can also comment. So I am going to leave the live right now. I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. I do apologize that the volume was so jacked up. There's no way of me testing it. And I couldn't check the comments because the comments weren't working. Put the name of the movie. The name of the movie is called Kill City. It's called Kill City's Strange Fruit. And the Rothschilds did have something to do with it, and I'm going to put that in there also, the Rothschilds. So the Rothschilds had something to do with it. It's called the movie called Kill City, okay? So you guys can check that movie out. And so like I said, you guys can finish joining me on the Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate you guys tuning in. I know this wasn't one where we were doing a lot of yelling And I do apologize for my volume, so I may go over a few things that I went through. But a lot of times you can go on to my page and you can see on Facebook, on Cassandra Cheek, on my Facebook page, and you can see, oh, my goodness, was my sound horrible, the whole video? Oh, so you're telling me I need to redo it, Boozer? Should I redo the whole thing? Oh, God, okay. I am going to do it later, but I'm going to finish up on Blog Talk, but I will okay, I am going to end now, but I'm going to come back I may do another, but it's going to be pre-taped. I'm not going to do another live, but I'm going to put the same information in again, so it'll be redone, okay? But thank you for you guys joining, but you guys can join me on Blog Talk Radio, 563-999-3682, okay? And that might, you might be able to hear me a little better, but I do appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you, guys. Peace, family. So I did that on YouTube. I just wanted to really discuss some really serious things, and I did a YouTube, and they said got the wrong number. Okay, lower 563 host guest 563. Okay, so it is 563-999-3682. That is the that was the number for you guys to be able to call in on. Okay. So you guys come on in and call. Three six eight two. That is the number. Thank you guys. I do appreciate you guys for staying with me. For the ones that heard me on Blog Talk, you do understand and hear. I think it's better on Blog Talk when I do it instead of on the phone, okay, or instead of my computer, because sometimes that computer will act up and I don't know. But we were talking about a lot of jobs are going to be eliminated with this whole COVID thing. They're going to use this in order to do the pop us into the New World Order, okay? But like I said, that movie is called Kill Cities, and it's with the Rothschilds, and it's very interesting, they were saying. But I have not seen it, but the lady that I have talked to, she was trying to, talk to me about the movie. I talked a little bit about the CDC and how much money went into the CDC. I do want to kind of start a little bit and talk a little bit more about the vaccine, okay? There is a lady, and I'm going to keep on telling you about her name, and it's called, her name is Judy, and she talks a lot about, she talks, Judy, what's her name? Judy. I always kind of get her name mixed up here. And she talks a lot about the COVID virus, okay, and it's a conspiracy. She talks a lot about it, and sometimes they'll say but she worked along with Anthony Fauci, okay, and you know Anthony Fauci is the little guy that works along with, he stands beside Donald Trump a lot, okay, and Judy, M-I-K-O-V-I-T-S, talks a lot about him, and I do have some stuff on my Facebook page, but they will say it's false information, but I believe they put this woman in jail for no reason, you know, and they can do whatever, and because they're so big and she's so small, they'll look at her and try to make it seem like she's lying. But I'm going to tell you what, when people get mad, they tell the truth. I don't care what nobody say. When people get mad, they tell the truth. So we have to really listen and decipher, okay, truth from fiction, and it's up to us to do that. We have to be hearing and understanding what's really going on and seeing the bigger picture. Okay, I've talked a little bit about the mask and why to wear the mask and why not to wear the mask. But you guys have to make your own decision as far as to wear the mask or not. Okay, we got some things coming up. I'm doing something in my area, and I have been I've been talking to people about us starting our own business, and I hope you guys will take this advice and take this as something personal. If you guys want your own business, and what I'm getting ready to do, I'm getting ready to look for a small little building. And I wanted to get a tent to get up under for about a couple months while I was in the summertime, and I wanted to open up a tent, and I wanted to charge people $50 a week. And if you want your own business, if you have your own business and you wanted more clients, or if you wanted to strike out on another area to increase your clientele or to increase your business, I was going to set up in a building. And if you want to, and charge you like a vendor's fee, and it'll be open six, depending on people. If they wanted to open 5-6 days a week or 7 days a week, I won't be there 7 days a week. I do still have a job, so I will have a manager there. But and I'll have that, you know, it'll kind of rotate between two people because both of them have jobs, so they'll be off on their off days, and I'll be there on my off days. I want whatever. If you have, if you say, if you're a caterer, you can come, inbox me or give me a call. Do my, I'll give you my email address, and my email is hearttruth, HARDTRUTHZ12 at gmail.com. If you were interested in setting up, and you can sell vitamins, you can sell purses, you sell, if you sell clothing, you sell gym shoes, you sell baby clothing, you sell whatever. If you sell purse and jewelry, if you want to do a catering, you want to sell food there, feel free. And I'm charging between $50 and $60 a week. And that, I think, and I might have to go, it's going to be under $100. I know it's almost like a blueprint. But every week, I think you guys can afford $50 or $60. And that'll be, hopefully I can get like 10 people. And if we get 10 people, then we can absolutely get us a building, you know, and that'll, you know, as long as I don't have to pay like $300 or $400 or pay over that now, maybe no more than $600 a month for a building. And that way, that also, and if some people say, oh, I just want to be there half a week, you can give me the $60 and you can be there as much as you want or not. It's up to you. If you want to do every other week, then we'll come up with something. That'll be, what, 60 is 120, maybe just $100 for the 2 weeks or something like that. Especially if I do $60, I think that's probably what I'm going to do because I really want us to be able to come together and pool our monies together so that we can open up our own. If somebody knows somebody that sells meat, inbox me because if we can get like an order, we can order, you're going to put a pre-order for him, and then he can pick up the orders and drop off the meat when it's, or come there and set up. That'll be something also for us, and it'll be like a mom pop little thing for us, okay? And I do mean black first, and that's what it's for. It's for us as black folks to kind of come together to start getting our own businesses, okay? I know this is, you know, I think that we have to start somewhere, whether we start small, we start outside, as long as we start somewhere. I think us doing this, and then when you get your clientele up, you might want to go off and we need tanning. If you want to bring your tanning salon, you want to do a massage there, you want to do nails there, you want to do pedicures, manicures, everything you want to do, just know that if you're doing pedicures, if you have a little chair, you have a little foot thing, then you have, you know, you have to supply your tables. I'm supplying the space. You supply your tables and your chairs and whatever you're going to need. If you want to set up in the corner and do haircuts, that's cool. If you want to come and set up and do manicures, pedicures, you want to come there and set up, or you do painting, you do like carpentry work, you do electrician, you guys come on up and set on up and give out your cards. If you are a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, if you want to come there and set up and you have a little space, come on, set up, and that'll increase your business. I am just tired of us complaining about what we don't have in our community. I saw a listing of, as far as somebody was saying, oh, it's very hard to find black-owned businesses. And I'm like, you're right. Let's start this nationwide. I'm doing it here in my area. You do it. If you have someone that lives in Virginia, someone that lives in Kentucky, someone that lives in Louisville, Kentucky, Washington, Maryland, you know, Indiana, whatever. Set it up, you guys. Set it up nationwide. Let's work this. We need to start from our own businesses. And we have to start somewhere, okay? I'm trying to help us to get to the next level. Let's just not say what we're going to do when we don't do it. Now, the NSA, the Not Effing Around Coalition, I always, you know, I don't want to say the word, but he is bad, okay? He is having, we're coming out on He's having a 4th of July. They're meeting in Georgia, and also they're meeting in Las Vegas. We are not supporting, we are not celebrating 4th of July. We are celebrating Juneteenth, which is tomorrow, which is all this week. We are not spending any money after the 19th. We are not spending any money. I'm trying to see, there was a calendar that said after June 19th, we are not going to spend any money but with black businesses, black-owned businesses. And I think that's the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, to the 25th, I think it was. And every day it was, you know, you spend it, as long as it's black-owned, you could spend money. But if it's not black-owned, we are not spending money for the next 7 days. I know T.I. said July 7th, but that's after the 4th. So, therefore, you're going to be to spend all your money on the 4th. Do not buy fireworks from these white folks. You already know that they're your open enemies. Do not go to South Carolina and buy fireworks. You do not. We are not buying fireworks. We are not buying barbecue and hot dogs for the 4th. If you want to do something tomorrow, you can do a little something. They got to be black. There are some black-owned businesses here, you guys. There are some black-owned businesses. Just know that if you want change, you have to be about change. Also, on Church Street, we are not patronizing, in my area, about the Bojangles. There was an incident where a young lady, three white individuals drove up. They did an order. They got the order and asked for three free drinks. She refused. They cussed her out and spit on her. She told her manager about it. Her general manager told him about it. And he literally told her, I need you to get this line down. Need you to take care of business, get the line down. I guess he didn't want to hear it, so it wasn't important. It was a she. So she, in turn, went to another window. The girl told her they were getting back in line. She told him if you want to order a drink, you had to get back in line and, you know, to order your drink. So they got back in line, came back around, and she saw them getting back in line, and she told the general manager she didn't want, you know, she was, you know, threatened and she didn't want to wait on them. So the general manager waited on them and gave three free drinks. Did not protect her at all. So we are asking for you not to celebrate, not to spend money at any Bojangles until that general manager owns several stores. So, no, we are not going to participate. We are not spending money at Bojangles. So if you can just not spend money at Bojangles for a little bit, and we should be trying to get our own businesses, chicken businesses anyway. And this is where you start. This is why I say start up what I'm doing nationwide. You have everybody prepay you $60, and every Monday rent, or every Friday rent is due, or every Monday rent is due for that week, okay? And you can start now, okay? I'm just saying, this is another way for us to have our own business, okay? For the ones that want to move to Africa, I don't know, but if they do open the borders there, we do have a group, and it's called African. We're trying to get individuals to join, and I think it's only $25, $30. And it's going to be, it's called our, hold on. Hold on, you guys. I got to look it up. I do apologize. Hold on, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Because we're putting down $25. You can pay a little more, and we're trying to get us some land in Africa. Okay. And I'm just telling you, the land is only like $600 is what we're paying down. So if you want to pay it all at once, you can. And I don't see the name. Oh, Strange Fruit, if you're listening. What is the name of the website that they can go and join? Brandon, is Our something, Our African Investment or something? Oh, Lordy. Come on, Strange Fruit, help me out. Oh, let me see. I was trying to see if I saw it, but I think it's going to be way back. I do apologize. I should have all this stuff ready, but I think of stuff as I'm talking, and I'll be like, oh, my God, I can look this up. So I do apologize, but I do appreciate everybody that tuned in today. I really appreciate you guys taking your time out of your busy schedule. You didn't have to, but I appreciate you guys that you did. I'm looking for I don't know what it's called. Strange Fruit. I need some help here. What is Brandon's thing called? Oh, Lord. I'm going to give you his phone number. So in case you guys want information as far as the trip, his phone number is 1-800-273-8255 to the young man that you want to get in touch with is 562-350-1181. 562-350-1181. And what it is, it's an African group, okay, and it's called African Investments. But you have to get, you know, like interviewed just to make sure that we're not having little crazy people, you know, just buying, that's going to be our neighbors, okay, because we're going to buy land and we're all going to be neighbors and you're going to get an acre of land. You can do whatever you want with that land, okay? But I suggest you now start to get your businesses going. If you have an online business, you need more clients, now is the best time to do it. Now is the absolute best time to get your business, to get it started. So when you do decide and they open these borders and you want to move to Africa, I'm telling you, you need to be on your, you need to be doing that. You, seriously, you need to be doing it. You don't need to be taking no chances because I'm telling you, they are going to close these borders at some point. And I hope you're where you need to be before they do that. Okay. So now is your best time to get yourself together, start saving your money, start stacking your money so that you'll be able to move. Okay. I think it's so important for us to understand what is important right now. Okay. Sticking together, us practicing our Second Amendment, and actually, it is time for us to do unto others as they have done unto us. And I do not condone violence, but I do condone protecting yourself and protecting your family at all, at any and all costs. I don't believe in you just allowing somebody to pick on you. I don't believe that you are just looking crazy and just allowing whatever. Sometimes you may have to fight your way out, and you'll pay the consequences later or whatever, but guess what? You'll be alive. Just like I told you about that pastor who was having problems with his a mob of whites, and he, you know, pulled out his weapon. And, yes, he went to jail. They arrested him, but after he told them what happened, they went back and got them. But, of course, we always going to have to get the blunt of it because they always think that we start everything. You know, they never gonna get their own first. They're going to always come after us. But he is alive, and I think he's out of jail, but they did arrest him. But still, my thing is he is, what, alive. Aubrey, if you think he had a weapon, do you think he would be dead today? Brianna, her boyfriend had a gun, and he lived, okay? If you think she had one, do you think she would be dead, or do you think she would have been, you know, would have lived? You have to think about that. You think other people, like Sandra Bland, the young lady who baby was shot, they were going, I just seen an 18-year-old that was taking her grandma to the bank, and a guy drove up beside her, she was 18, and just killed her the other day. Do you think that if she had a gun, she would be dead? Because if I'm telling you, if I'm looking and I'm driving, I see somebody with a gun, I'm going to back up. I'm pulling my brakes and I'm pulling out my ass, you know, because it's not going to be far from me anyway. We're going to have a shootout. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be violent. I'm just trying to tell you, I believe that you are here to protect. You don't let white folks, you don't let somebody take your life just because you're black. No, how you going to take my life because I'm black? What? I'm not going out like that. We are going to fight to the death. I'm just saying. They are, like I was saying, they are having NFAC. They are having a march, and you can look him up on YouTube and Twitter. No, not Twitter. YouTube under Grandmaster. I'm going to give you his website so that you guys can start tuning in to him. And it's on Twitter. It's called NFAC leader, Grand Master Jay, live on Instagram, and that, you know, is what it's called. And he does come on, and he is talking about marching on marching in Vegas and Georgia, okay, on the 4th of July. Okay, so just know that we are not celebrating anymore the 4th of July, okay? We're not buying their, we're not spending money on their fireworks. It's time for us to separate as much as we can. So as much as we can buy black, if you have products, hair products for, and that's another one, if you have hair products, if you have natural hair care products, please hit me up. My email is HardTruths, HardTruths, 12@gmail.com. Hit me up on that because I would love to have you to sign up to come and be somebody that we can order products from. If you know of a beauty supply place in Georgia, if you're on here and you're listening rather tonight or this week, hit me up, okay, because we can use them as maybe an online service and people can use them as an online service to order products from. I'm just saying it's different things because I know that Dr. Boyce Watkins has a database for all of the black businesses to join. I had it written down, Lord, y'all don't, I don't want to look for another thing, but I will put it in my, I will put it in the comments. But I will talk more about that next week. That way, that'll give me time to look it up and write it down and keep it to where I can see it because we buy black.com, we buy black, Black Business Network. They do have products also, so you can look at webuyblack.com, and they do have products also. So just know that there are things out there. We just have to look for them. We just have to actively look for them. I am so upset about my video. I don't know what to do, but I'm going to take it down, and I'm going to have to redo it. So don't worry about it. For the ones that was on YouTube and saw my video, just know that it is going to be redone, okay? I do appreciate, but I just want everybody to understand that I just don't want you guys to lose heart. I want you guys to know that everything is going to be work out. Yes, we got to get through this rough little patch right here, but it's nothing that we've not been through before, and it's nothing that we cannot get through. Okay, we have to understand that. There's nothing that we can't. This is nothing compared to what we've always gone through. Okay, I know I was going to be on here a little longer, but I'm not going to be on here a long time tonight because there's, you know, other things that I'm supposed to be doing tonight, but I do appreciate everybody that's tuned in. I want you guys to think about the mask and think about taking those things off and think about what needs to be done. What's your plan? Have a plan. Get your silver. Get your emergency kit. Get your seeds. Plant your gardens. It's things that you could be doing, family, that doesn't cost a whole lot of money, but it's things that you need to be doing and doing it now, okay? I do not want to be on here long. I just wanted to come before you and just to give a little hope, you know, and save some lives possibly. Okay, save somebody from falling out while they drive back and forth in that mask. Just wanted to let you know that it's okay and you will live and, you will live. It's going to be okay. With that said, family, I want you to have a great week on purpose. And join me every Thursday at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. And again, that phone number is 563-999-3682. And sometimes you can dial 1-563-999-3682. And you can dial 1 and you'll be able to talk. Okay? Peace, family. Thank you for joining. And for the ones that are going to join later this week, thank you for taking out your time to come and check us out. I do appreciate you. And remember, we are buying black and only black from this day forth. They owe us. So guess what? We're going to get our reparations because they owe it. It's a bill that's due, and America is going to pay it one way or another. With that said, have a great day, and be safe out there and practice your Second Amendment. Peace, family.